serving up the hottest beat.
Hottest
beat with the hottest DJ.
Welcome to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. I'm your host, Supreme.
What's happening? And your co-host, Jay Payton. What's good, everybody?
What's up with y'all out there in Radio Land, Grind Nation Land, and out there in whatever land you want to be part of and whatnot, you dig? Man, Jay, what's up with you, man?
Oh, man, ain't nothing but to do it, man. Just posted up over here doing the show with you.
Oh, man, that's what it is, man. That's always a good look, man. When we in the building together, good things is going to happen. You feel me, man?
Oh, you already know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If y'all didn't go to the Bang Out Radio weekend, man, it was a good weekend this weekend. You know what I'm saying? It had live, you know what I'm saying? We had the Boy Shorts versus Booty Shorts, the Glow in the Dark, and we had my boy Jay Payne's comedy show at Pars, you know what I'm saying? But if you missed that this weekend, you missed a good one, but there will be many more to come, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely, man.
So how was the show, man?
Man, you know what? You tell me.
Yeah, I was there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, it was good, man. I you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I was dying all night, you feel me? There was a lot of good comics, you know what I'm saying? My boy Jay, you ripped it, you know what I'm saying?
Man, yeah, good looking. Let me tell you something about myself, though, saying I'm not even gonna lie. Sometimes I be procrastinating, and, you know, I have to, you know, they give you a little time. What was that? They give you a little time to, you know, get your material together for the show and whatnot, and, you know, I kind of procrastinated, but I guess I pulled it out pretty clean. You know, I was there trying to figure out what I was going to say, because, like I said, I'd be procrastinating. But luckily, it was a bunch of white folk in the crowd, so that made it a lot easier for me.
Real easy target.
Yeah, man. I felt like a bully, but oh well.
Oh, man, but they've been... That's another story, you know what I'm saying? But it was a good look, man. You ripped it, man. You ripped the stage, man, on everything.
Yeah. The food, you know, hey, what'd you think about, did you get some of that Persian food?
Oh, man, I had the little appetizer, man. It was like, I forgot what they called it, but to keep it real, it was nothing but some tortillas, onions, and butter.
Oh.
I was like, if this ain't the most ghettoest meal I ever had.
Man, it was ghetto, but it looked classy, though, because you see how they cut it in perfect triangles or something.
Yeah,
and then they put them together like cards or something, and then a little bowl, like, just make you just want to steal the silverware or something.
On everything. But Pars, it is a nice restaurant, y'all. If y'all ever want to take a lady out there, you know what I'm saying, or go out on a nice, you know what I'm saying, get some wine and cheese and shit, dine and whatnot with the nice little Persian setting, you know what I'm saying, it's a good look over there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Got a nice little wine selection, you know what I'm saying? We had a little wine, couple Coronas, you know what I'm saying? But it was all good.
Yeah, nice little setting.
Yeah, nice little setting, man. You know what I'm saying? Any other comedy shows coming up for you, man?
At the moment, man, you know what? The next one, actually, I'm talking to somebody right now about getting a regular spot. It's called the Oasis. I'm trying to get like a little regular spot over there pretty soon.
Yeah.
And then also, maybe eventually sometime in the future, if I can get me some other comedians or something like that, maybe we can set something up at Mazika's. But that's something else. I'll bring that up later, a little later once I get it all situated.
Yeah,
hopefully, man. Hopefully I get some more stuff. But as far as right now, the next one that I know of for sure is going to be at Pars again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So y'all be sure to check that out. Info will be up that on Grind Network, affiliates, MySpaces and Facebooks and whatnot, and social networking and all that. You know what I'm saying? So question of the day, man. We got to get to the question of the day. It's always the question of the day. Question of the day. Would you rather be famous or would you rather have success?
Ooh, you know what? You know what? For me, a lot of people, I'm pretty sure, would go for family. But then there's a lot of people out there that'll go for success too, because, you know, their home situation, their family situation. I know maybe about two, three years ago, I would have chose success for real. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, all y'all just be tripping. I'm trying to go do my thing over here. But
yeah.
Personally, for me, it would definitely have to be fam. You know, I'm a big family guy, so you know, it definitely have to be family for me.
Talk, man. That's a good answer, man. Oh, man, we about to get into one of these hot joints for us, you know what I'm saying? Blood, we're going to start it off right, you know what I'm saying, with our West Good Wednesday host, you know, the girl Marley B. We see you out there, girl. You're doing your thing with Oh Baby.
Oh Baby.
You know who you are.
Battle.
Don't be ashamed of your weight. Big cheese. K-I-T.
You can see I got stress behind. I vibrate when I burn. At the table eating hard. Dessert is for my son. Yeah, I know I eat a lot. You can pull straight out the front. I waddle when I walk. So shoot at my lips up. I got fat on fat on fat. I'm a disorient. That's why I got so many roads. If I fall on the hill, you know. And I can't even do a cigarette, but I can do a lot of this. When I had some chicken nuggets, make a trip down to my drugs. Get weed and fried to go. They tell you all what you need. I'm welcome to the unbeat. They're all here out of me. Who's down to a size of me? But I get good cousin and fried. We're together for the side. Make sure I drink in the big cup. Do I want some salad? You can see I got stress behind. Right when I burn, at the table eating hard, dessert is for my part. Yeah, I know I eat a lot, it's food straight out the pot. I waddle when I walk, so show it at my left heart. I got fat on fat on fat, fat on fat on fat.
Welcome back.
Oh, hey,
back,
yo. That song, I'm sorry, that song sound a lot better than the original. Oh, man, yeah, I was tripping because I caught myself singing that version right there instead of the original one.
That's crazy. I'll be doing that, too, when I hear that. I heard that on the radio, and I was like, I don't know, fat. I was like, man, that's Big Cheese right there.
Yeah.
Over, man. Big Cheese.
You got everybody looking at you like, why are you calling yourself fat?
I'm
fat for right now, man. Shit.
Man, it's on right now, man. Big people, they coming back in, man. We in here, man. We look like kings, man.
Hey, you got a spot for me, though? Just make sure you just, you know what I'm saying?
Just squeeze in there, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all see in there, you know what I'm saying? Little malnutrition ass niggas.
Yeah.
Shout out to the skinny folks out there, you know. Yeah. Still love y'all, too, you know what I'm saying? But if you didn't hear, man, the question of the day, man, would you rather have fame or would you rather have success? You know what I'm saying? There is a difference between the two, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, fame and success, man. Why did I think it was family?
Hey, you thinking about your family. You're a good family man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I just completely messed that up. All right.
Out there, man. You know what I'm saying? If you can't call in, you know what I'm saying? Give us a question of the day, 661-621-7559. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up on Facebook, either Steady Grind or James Payton, or you can hit Ladies Grinding's page, too. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Many ways you can hit us up, man. Don't be afraid. Let your voice be heard. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared, man. If you don't say nothing, nobody else will. You know,
man,
we got callers in here, man. Let's hit these lines, man.
Let them in.
Hitting us up, man. Caller 8973, you on the grind.
What's happening?
What's up with it, man?
What's up?
Where you, who's this? Where you calling from?
Just Take Money, a.k.a. Boy Smooth.
Hey, what's up, man? What's good with you, bro?
What's up?
Tell everybody where you calling from.
I'm in Lancaster right now, Lancaster, California. On my way to Palmdale, California.
So you're in the building, you know what I'm saying? Giving that AV love. What's up with you, though, my boy?
Right now, I'm on my way out to church to go play the drums, you know, have my little practice.
Okay. You out there, man. That's a real commitment. That's a grinder right there, man. This man got 18 jobs. He like a bacon.
I wish I had some transfer fee right now, but I got some new stuff at the house right now. I just laid down. Y'all probably had a in a couple of days, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't trip, man. You know we got you, man. All you got to do is send that music. All artists, man, if you're out there listening, send your music to grindnetwork@hotmail.com. Or, you know what I'm saying, hit us up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? But, man, we definitely need that fire from you, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, I know you heard the question of the day, man.
Yes, sir.
So would you rather have fame or success?
I'd rather have success.
Okay.
And the reason being is because once you succeed in whatever you're doing, you can make your own fame. You can become your own celebrity. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You got to build yourself.
Oh, man. I feel that all day. You don't grind, you don't shine.
Exactly.
Oh, man, you feel that, man. So what's up, man? What other new projects you got jumping off, man? What's other new besides them hot joints with K-Money, man?
The tracks right now, that's what's hot right now. I got a little video I'm putting together with the church for the kids right now. I'm trying to do a little video and stuff. I'm talking to some people out in L.A. that could do some mastering and stuff, video editing and stuff. So,
You came to the right show, man.
Hey, I'm trying to get it in all different angles, you know?
Yeah, man. I feel that all day, man. You got to have multiple plates.
For real. Hey, which church is that, by the way?
It's New Birth Christian Center.
Yeah, man. Shout out to church, man. Tell everybody what's up, man. We repping for G.O.D., man.
Yeah.
Man, that's what's up, man. So, man.
I'm driving right now. Somebody get out the phone before I get pulled over.
See, man, we got loyal fans out there, y'all, man. We got fans breaking the law for us, man, and we appreciate that, man. We appreciate the love, man. We ain't going to get you hemmed up by the police and all that, man, but we appreciate the love, man.
Much love.
All right, then, bro, man. Talk to you later, man.
We got them Raider-type fans.
Hey, man, it's Grind Nathan out here, baby.
I swear, they be out there. I swear, they just like the Raider fans, man.
You know what I'm saying? Talking on the phone with AKs, no Bluetooth. What up, man?
Yeah, for real.
Y'all here grinding. You know what I'm saying, man? Let's get back in these lines, man. Caller 0364, you on the grind.
Hey, what up? It's Pac City.
Oh, what's up with it, man?
You know, I'm chilly chill.
Oh, that's what it, man. That's always a good look, man. What's up with you, dog, man? I just seen you, man. That's crazy, man. We all intertwined in here, man.
It's all day. It's,
you know,
all day.
Hey, man. What'd you say, man?
Nothing. I'm calling y'all from my local liquor store, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had to go get the swishers and things.
Oh, man.
Hey, can I ask which ones, though?
I'm right here at, I think it's Bob's, too, right here on Avenue I in Sierra.
Yeah, the local Dutchie store.
Yeah, they don't like you there.
They don't like you there?
Hell no.
I can win for you.
You going to go in for us, man? You got to just, you know what I'm saying,
all day,
get a little extra.
What you need?
Hey, he's serious, too.
Serious as a heart.
I'm serious as hell.
Yeah, he's serious as heaven. He's serious as hell. Man, so what's up with you, man? What you got new?
Man, I just finished doing something with the boy B Smooth, man. He just made me a beat fresh off the press. I'm going to get on it tonight, man. I think we're going to call it I Don't Care No More.
Oh, man, that's what's up.
Yeah. So I'm going to get on that. That's actually going to go on my latest project, Way Past Go. I'm finishing up that right now as we speak.
Oh,
but
man,
right now, I got to get my things from the Lakers stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Got to get that mine right, man.
Let me get that sour apple. Yeah.
This is only on Grind Network, man. We got somebody taking orders at the liquor store, man.
Should tell old boy to give a shout-out.
Tell him to give a shout-out to Grind Network. Put him online. Put him on, man.
Oh, okay. Can you give a shout out to Grind Network? We're on the radio right now. Yeah, let's see. Well, hold on. We got to get some participation here. Let me take this thing up.
Yeah.
Dude, we on the radio. We on the radio live.
No. I don't want to get on the radio. No.
Oh, no. It's all good. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's all good. You know, we're still coming to you live and direct.
Still live and direct for the Dutchie store, man. Hey, man, but we're about to get into another one of these hot joints, you know what I'm saying? We're about to get into Bossy Chick by the boss Topaz of Shade.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? So we're about to get to this hot joint, you know, right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Woo! The boss is here. Topaz of Shade. You think you're a fool, but it's one. Where my boss kicked at?
I'm a bossy chick. 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 Cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, I'm a bossy chick. 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 Cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, I'm a bossy chick. Yeah, I'm doing my thing, going hard on them. Too high for them. Better recognize the boss, I'm about to give it to them. Yeah, I'm stunning on them. They can't do it like me. Yeah, they wish they could. Yeah, I'm running this shit like the president. So with it. But you gotta get with it. This bossy chick, so serious. I'm a bossy chick. I'm a bossy chick. I'm a bossy chick. I'm a bossy chick. I'm a bossy chick, I'm a bossy chick, cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, I'm a bossy chick, 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 cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, they let me loose now. I'm off the chain now, so bossy form. All you haters, 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 better run for it. I'm taking over now. West Coast, East Coast, down South now. I'm the bossy ass, and that's a guarantee. I know you're feeling me, so with it. But you gotta get with it. This bossy chick, so serious. I'm a bossy chick, I'm a bossy chick. I'm a bossy chick, I'm a bossy chick. I'm a bossy chick, I'm a bossy chick. Cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, I'm a bossy chick. 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 Cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know. B-O-S-S-Y. B-O-S-S-Y. Cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, I'm a bossy chick, 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 cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, I'm a bossy chick, 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 cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Bossy chick right there, yo. That's what that was. Topaz Lachey, everybody.
Yeah, shout out to Topaz. You know what I'm saying? Got new music coming. You know what I'm saying? We know we keep blazing the hottest and independent artists and whatnot.
Sir.
Yeah, we jumping it, man. If y'all need question of the day, you know what I'm saying? Would you rather have fame or success? You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between the two. You know. If you want to, play it from
6-1-6-2-1-7-5-5.
Or you can hit us on bangoutradio.com. Man, these phone lines is blowing up, man.
Blowing up, huh?
Man, you know what I'm saying?
Open the gate.
We're going to open the gate. We're going to open the floodgates on y'all right quick. Call it 9853. You on the grind?
What's up with H.I. Double, homie?
What's up, man? Let the people know who you
are. What's good with y'all?
Call from. Let the people
know. I'm at the house right now waiting to ship out again, but at the same time, filling with TK. I got 8-Mile right here. I mean, from what is it called? Underground movements.
Oh man, shout out to Underground Movements, man. What's up with you, man? How you, man?
Nothing. Hey. I said that
kid was bunk when he was just
that nigga. A bounce.
What's up?
Hey, wait till they call you.
Man, don't be on the phone. Hey, we don't do.
Yeah. He over here talking cold side.
Don't be scared. Man. Get on the phone.
Ain't nobody dissing when I'm talking.
We ain't said something. That shit was.
He got that Metro. He got that Paige Plus.
What's up?
Yeah,
y'all should play that bumper to dump again. That shit was right.
Oh, man, hey, the girl, the girl Toshé, man, she doing her thing. She out there grinding.
Hey, I ain't gonna say it's fucking terrible, huh?
I think it's a reason why that phone keep going out.
Yeah, man, it must be a reason, man. Don't get on Fry Network hate, man.
Can't be no negativity, man.
That's fucking me, though. You're 15 minutes away.
I think it's a female, though, homie. Come on now.
Oh, she sexy, though, but she what?
Wow.
That's crazy. Hey,
JP.
What happened?
See,
JP.
Yo, what's happening with it?
Man, that phone is hella breaking up, man.
Y'all gonna have to get better service or something.
Yeah, man, while y'all get y'all service game up right quick, you know what I'm saying? We're about to hit this Busted Baby by War God and stay on the line. We're gonna come back to you right after this song, Busted Baby by War God and Rico, right here on Grind
Network.
Busted baby, you already know I'm a G and I'm crazy, but you like it though. You my queen though, I'm your king though, and that's the show though. Forever, forever, we in it together, together. You know we gotta stay strong, tough as leather. Whether or not I be your man, you will always be the woman that I put.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Rico and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the War Gods and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's going down, man. Hey, man, if y'all didn't hear the question of the day, man, it's simple, man. Would you rather have fame or success, you know what I'm saying? Would you rather be famous or would you have some success behind your name and everything like that?
Can I get another chance at answering that?
Yeah, man, we're going to let you get another crack.
I don't know where my mind was at, man, and this has been bugging me ever since. All right.
Aww, he loves his family. He loves his family. Man, that's a good thing, though, man.
I would rather choose success, man, honestly. Like, I mean, the fame sounds real good, you know what I mean? It does. A lot of the perks that come with it, you know, people know you, you know, you get a lot of attention. I'm one of those type of people that, I love attention, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a little attention-wanting-ass dude, all right? So, but success, you know what I'm saying, success, you can be, you know what I'm saying, as far as success goes, I mean, you don't, it's like you can be famous, but not in that way. Like, people will know you, but
yeah,
not really, you know,
yeah,
that, if that
know
makes
you for
sense.
Good reason, not for just infamous, you know?
Yeah,
man.
Kind of like some of those celebrities. Like, some celebrities are actually famous, but they don't do anything. You know
what I
mean?
Come back
like,
to a nigga, though. That it was what, too?
No.
So I don't
think. Yeah, man. Speak.
It broke
yeah,
through.
Yeah.
It broke through, man. Hey, man, I know you heard the question of the day.
Hey, in all honesty, dude, I'd rather be just successful, homie. I enjoy the pleasure, nigga, of walking down the street, nigga, and I can walk down the street to the store with my kids without nobody bothering me, homie.
Yeah, real talk, man.
Man, yeah.
Man. That's real though. Why you think all the niggas be getting unhappy? All that money, nigga, don't bring happiness. All them people, everybody knowing who you are, that shit don't make you happy, homie.
No.
Aren't you that guy?
Or like 50 Cent say, man, it make you happy. If it ain't made you happy, you ain't made enough.
That's right. At the same time, a lot of them niggas is gay anyway, homie. a lot of them niggas gay anyway, though. That's probably why they ain't happy.
yeah, man. Yeah, they up there being miserable, I guess. That's crazy.
I'm going to keep it 100, homie. Look, I'm keeping 100. I ain't got nothing against the girl Topaz, homie. She a female. I ain't into female rappers. Everybody know that, though, homie. But she wasn't talking about sucking dick and nothing like that, so I can rock with that. But
yeah.
I keep it 100. Let a nigga know. Nigga Richard Spinks said it. Nigga H.I. double nigga all the way. I'm sorry. That shit you just played, homie, was whack, man. That was whack. I'm sorry.
He's a bottom.
Nigga, I said it, nigga. You could Google me, YouTube me. I don't give a fuck, homie. I said it. You can catch me, nigga, on YouTube, nigga, with the I'm Blooded, nigga, with Joe Moses, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I said it.
He's coming out like
yeah, yeah.
Wiggy.
Right. What was that song that you came out with? He was dissing everybody.
You whack.
You pretty tight, but you still whack.
I mean, trust me, I ain't no hater, homie. I just give credit when credit's due. I think that song, it had a lot of growing to do it. He could have took it to the right cast that would have helped him or even molded his voice. And then I was catching a hint of, like, auto-tuning in there. I ain't no fan of that, you know.
Oh, man.
DOA, definitely auto-tune, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the DOA shit, homie. You better go pick up that Jay-Z album.
You know what though? For him to even, you know, say all that, I mean, it's cool because he's at, you know, we got a lot of people that don't really speak their minds, you know what I mean? And then you got some people, you know, people need not saying that they do, but people do need like criticism, helpful criticism, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I get criticism all the time. Sometimes I don't like it, but
yeah.
You know, it's to help, it's to improve your art.
You know, even still though, you know, just because I don't like that song. Just because I don't like that song don't mean he probably ain't got, like, two more hot ones that I would love and I would bang. You know what I mean?
Real shit, man. We don't like them politic records. If you go Grind Network, we can speak your mind. That's what we say when you say let your voice be heard.
We're trying to do, man. We're trying to speak our minds right now.
I feel that. You know, say let your voice be heard. He just came out the blue with that. Right in the ear.
Yeah, it was kind of aggressive. But,
yeah. everything, man. Hey, y'all, but we appreciate y'all calling in, showing love and whatnot, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hit these phone lines, you know what I'm saying? Caller 4259, you on the grind.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. 4259, you on the grind. Who this? Where you calling?
What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do, man?
Chilling, man. Some of that stuff that was on there was kind of garbo, man.
Damn, they call it from Rich. They ain't been a circle, man. He broke through.
You know who that be, man. This is A-Bomb, Underground Movements, man. Big up to Underground Movements and stuff. But at the same time, it's just like, you know what? Dude, people forget what they're doing it for. You know, they forget that they're doing it for a cause. They forget that they're trying to put their message across to people and stuff and just rap about the same stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like they gotta keep it 100. They got to keep it 100. Why are they still doing the same thing that they were doing, like, what, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, six years ago?
Real shit.
Why don't they change it up? Why don't they change it up? Why don't they, you know, promote something that freaking is like Nas or something, you know?
Yeah, Nas, man. A lot of people is, you know, saying they not on Nas' level.
They forget
level,
it, dude. And, you
know
and on that question that you said, what would you rather have, be successful, or what was the other thing? Or have or fame?
Yeah.
What about if I chose option C, just to do it because that's my passion and I want to get my message across to people?
Okay.
Oh,
how about that?
He's thinking outside the box right there.
Yeah, he's thinking outside the box.
I think outside the box. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, you know what? It is what it is with people. If they want to do it for fame, then let it happen. You know what?
Yeah.
If this thing's gonna go platinum, but the whole album's not even gonna make gold and shit, then that's them.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not.
I respect that all day. So who you feeling in the streets?
I ain't feeling nothing, man. I'm right here with Richard Spanks. You know, chilling, posted. I ain't feeling nobody.
You ain't feeling nobody. Damn.
Yeah. Come on, man. You gotta put some stuff out. That's hey, we off that Jose Black and we off some locals, man.
Jose Black.
That's gotta freaking motivate the masses, dude. Seriously. This whole thing about freaking I'm the boss, really? Ain't nobody the boss of nobody, dude. That's like slavery days, dude.
Well, I kinda consider myself a boss, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hey, for you a G.
Yeah.
You ain't a boss. For you a G. You a G, man. I
so
hear people
saying,
damn, I don't know, man. What's being said? I was like, you
breaking up
some nuts. Damn.
And on that note,
yo, 6:37, they drinking this early, huh? Damn.
Huh? Yeah. Grind Network, you know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio. Don't come talking that mess because you will get cut. Man, but yeah, man, it's going hard out here, man. But I feel what they say, man. You gotta speak your mind out there.
Yeah.
You gotta speak what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You gotta feel what you're moving on this movement, like,
yeah,
and everything you're doing and all that.
He actually did say something though. How he was talking about you know, a lot of people forget why they're doing it, and I do agree with that too. I definitely agree with that. With a lot of these you know, a lot of these stars right now, a lot of these little celebrities that just raps about, you know, whatever. And I'm talking about the big ones, you know, the people that got videos, they doing this, they doing that. And it's like, man, you got to kind of think. You want to leave some sort of legacy, you know? I don't want my stuff, like my movies or anything, I don't want it to be just watched, I don't know, about 2 years and then, oh, man, that's old. You know what I mean? I want classics. I need to make classics.
Yeah, really.
So that's
true.
One thing I think people should think about when they get into, you know, the arts.
Yeah, don't lose what you got into it for, you know what I'm saying? You don't you know what I'm saying? Don't forget your passion. Don't forget your love for the game and all that.
Exactly.
It'll take you way farther than all this other materialistic BS and whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, man, but that's what we like on Grind Network. Good conversation, man. We give it out here, man. Real
keep
conversation.
Keep that struggle in mind, like, you know, where you came from, you know, why, you know. Man, I'm broke, so I'm trying to, I got to do this so I can make the money, you know, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, man, keep it on your Malcolm X tip, you know what I'm saying? Gotta keep hope alive, man. Gotta keep it grinding, man, on Grind Network.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, the question of the day, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Would you rather have fame or success or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, say you call in at 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Facebook. Either at Steady Grinding or James Payton, leave your comments, you know what I'm saying? Leave a comment, we will read it on the air and whatnot, so don't be scared, make your voice heard.
Don't be afraid.
You know what I'm saying? man, hey, like I said earlier, man, y'all missed that Bang Out Radio weekend, man. It was a good one this week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was good. We went all the way in this week, you know what I'm saying? We had the glow in the dark. We had the boys wearing blue shorts. 2 nights in a row, man. We gave you a whole week of the bang out radio, you know what I'm saying, over there at Mazika's.
Man. Just nobody got no sleep. Yeah. Nope. Like, from what I heard, because I couldn't catch it, but from what I heard, the Friday didn't stop. I mean, you guys stayed there or spent the night or something. Something I heard about, nobody went home or something. It was that live or something.
Yeah, some people brought some sleeping bags. It was going down. You know what I'm saying? It was going in. You know what I'm saying? We had way hot performances. You know what I'm saying? It was going in. You know, so you definitely had to pull an all-nighter up at that one, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You had your comedy show this weekend, man. That was a way good look.
Yeah, you know, I had a lot of fun. There was some pretty good comedians there, too, you know. I don't even think some of those dudes were local. I think they came from, like, L.A. or something. But, you know, we have some cool entertainment out there. Like I said, if you guys missed that, make sure you guys try to make it to the next show. It's normally every first Sunday of the month. So you want to try to, try to make those if you guys ain't got nothing to do. Might as well.
No, yeah, it'd be a way good look. You know what I'm saying? Take your girl, take your, you know what I'm saying, whoever. Take your girl, your wife, whoever. You know what I'm saying? Take them both if you got it like that.
Something.
You know,
go there by yourself. Just, you know.
Man, don't nobody want to eat alone.
For real, that looks sad.
That shit all depressed. They just eat at a nice restaurant by themselves.
They also do, you know, they do speed dating there, so, you know, you never know.
Oh, yeah, you trying to catch a date, you know what I'm saying? Get over there to Pars, do some speed dating and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You might find your next ex-wife, you know? Man.
Make sure you tell them that you heard about them through Grind Network.
Yeah, tell them Grind Network sent you, man.
You know?
Oh, man. But we about to get another one of these hot joints, man. We keep blazing that hot independent artist, you know what I'm saying? We about to get in a job from DJ Roddy Boss, you know what I'm saying? Let it rip right here on Grind Network.
Yeah. It's your boy Big Spree, man. Tough Nut. Hey yo, we about to hit the club. And when we hit the club, we do it to our best. Yo, hey yo, we do it like that, and we do it like that.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making that hit.
Come on.
See me in the club floor style with some bottles. Even some models. Do it like that, and we do it like that.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making them hit.
Come on.
See me in the club floor style with some bottles. Even the models. When I step to the door, I look so fresh. Brand new kick, any time that I'm stepped. Where your girl at?
Where?
She's breaking the neck. If your boy please don't dash the effect. Drink, no problem, let's grab something.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm the reason why your man frontin'. Now she's hugging on me like I'm her. Later on, me and you got a concert. Hey yo, we do it like that, and we do it like that.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making them hit.
Come on.
See me in the club floor, stab with some bottles. Even some models. Do it like that, and we do it like that.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making them hit.
Come on.
See me in the club floor, stab with some bottles.
Even some models.
For real though, I'm really digging your outfit. OMG, just something about it. Drop it on the floor, get low, get low. I know you twisted off the Hennessy and Hypno. My crew in the background sipping all night. It's getting crazy, but it's all right. I do it like that, you do it like this. Turn around, baby, and give me that. Hey yo, we do it like that, and we do it like this.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making them hits.
Come on.
See me in the club floor, down with some bottles. Even the models. Do it like that, and we do it like that.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making them hit.
Come on.
See me in the club floor, stab with some bottles. Even the models. It's 3 a.m. and the party's still jumping. Shorty back it up like you wanna hurt something. The DJ keeps playing my song, cause I do it like that all night long. Yeah, we making them hit. Later on, she gon' jump in the whip. I ain't gotta tell you what's after that. Now I'm back to my crib for the aftermath.
Yeah.
Do it like that, and we do it like this. I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making them hit.
Come on.
See me in the club floor, style with some bottles. Even the models. Do it like that, and we do it like this.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making them hit.
Come on.
See me in the club floor, style with
I look so fresh, brand new chick, eight times that I've stepped. Where your girl at? Where? She's breaking the neck. If your boy's free, so that's the effect. Drink, no problem, let's grab something. I'm pretty sure I'm the reason why your man frontin'. Now she's tugging on me like I'm hers. Later on, me and you gotta converse. Hey yo, we do it like that, and we do it like that.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making them hit. See me in the club floor, down with some bottles. Eve is a model, do it like that, and we do it like that.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, we'll be making them hit. See me in the club floor, down with some bottles.
Eve is a model.
Blocker, 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 blah.
What they do?
You three, it. Know you said what's up. Told you I was coming.
Yeah.
Had the balls on the grind. You smell it all the time. Pitch you while I'm gritting. Hella vicious when I shine. My whole team is with it. Smash about the business. Anyway, that you want it. Hold it and you can get it. Hustle harder than most of. Get it like I'm supposed to. Motivation out of this world. I fight a monster. Gorilla to me. Act heavy in the street. Get smelly in the heat. No detention when I treat. Leave a message in the street. Messing up my seat, I want more, come to see what I can have. I can have you feeling like you're walking in the handicap.
It don't stop,
yeah. Now watch how I rock to the top. Keep it hot, every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers by the top, I keep it locked. You know it's alive, coming through, cause I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it hot, every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers by the top, keep it locked. You know it's alive, coming through, cause I'm still. Go make it do what it do. A little pain, little swing, catch your eyes, you was able to do my thing. Got constant to make it pain, not what you used to. Grown up, smelling like this, that's what they do to. Nasty with it at all times, and you had to get used to. Three fingers, keep it moving, green flag on the side, flipping more, getting more paper, hits the grind. Cutting through the most, constantly shining. My paper stack high, only 33 times. I'm flying the skyscraper, eliminating all haters. Still what you take, organization to make a paper. So stop hating, chill like, be patient. Taste it a couple times, but don't make a rotation. The mama's is rotating, like she wanna taste the meat, muscle head, put a muscle. Low key, like the sunrise, stuff on the head. I showed her how to get the low-key hotter than the sun.
Keep it hot, every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers by the top, I keep it locked. You know it's a lot, I'm coming through, and I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it hot, every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers by the top, keep it locked. You know it's a lot, I'm coming through, and I'm still. Go make it do what it do.
Hit the spot fresh and clean, we stuntin' mud. Crack a rocks on the sacks like Josh Strap. Dudes hate, recognize that we got that. I blazed it up, smoky head on the contact. My eyes lower than the mischief, get lower when you hear it. Pick it up, drop it down, the mama's with the business. Looking at your hustle like she wants me to get it. Crease up behind, cause I did it with the business. Whisper in the ear,
tell me what you did.
It's gorilla the least, hide a fool with it. If they ain't ready for it, the mama don't fool with it. Had your face nice and full like food all in it. Loud, I guess with it. So mean with it, quite some moss on the head. It's how I did it. The mama's really tried, but she couldn't hang with it. Quite some moss on the head. It's how I did it.
Keep it hot. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers by the top, I keep it locked. You know it's a lot. I'm coming through, cause I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it hot. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers by the top, keep it locked. You know it's a lot. I'm coming through, cause I'm still. Go make it do what it do.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Oh, yeah.
Man, got a little tongue-tied sipping on some tea.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, what are you sipping on? Some man, tea with a little bit of vodka in it, or what?
Nah, man, sipping a little herbal tea, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep my thing right, you know, my tea right.
Yeah, I hear you. Your tea.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm multicultural, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, shout out to everybody out there listening and whatnot, man. Phone lines going crazy, man. man, like if y'all ain't heard the question of the day yet, man, question of the day is, would you rather have fame or success? You know what I'm saying? We're getting a lot of feedback from the Facebook and the callers, you know what I'm saying? Make sure to call in at 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Facebook and whatnot, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going crazy out there.
Got to. Come on.
Yeah,
come on. Here's some more.
Don't be scared, y'all. Hit us up. Make your voice heard, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared to talk, man. Getting it in, man. But we about to hit these phone lines, you know what I'm saying? Because they blowing up, right? They on fire right now. Caller 9947, you on the line. Are you on the grind? Excuse me.
Great. What's
up with it, man?
What's good with you, boy?
Hey,
yo, what's happening?
Hey, Jay, what it is?
What's going on, man? What you up to?
Yeah, not much, man. You know, try to just get everything, you know, organized. You know, I'm being productive as a motherfucker right now. You know how I do.
Hey, man, gots to, man. Let the people know who it is. We know who it is, but let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
The S-I-M-I-O-T-T-O, Simiotto, in the building.
Yeah.
So with you, man.
Yeah.
This man, he had to get Bootsy on him right quick, man. I had to spell it out, man. What if we got some illiterate listeners, man? We got what we get, you know what I'm saying? We got the people that passed on second grade, man. We still love y'all, you know what I'm saying? Don't trip.
Nah,
man,
the boys send me out of Denali in the building. You already know what it is, man. Get familiar.
Yeah, man. Got to, man. So what's up with you, though, man? How you living out there?
Well, shit, I'm just trying to mix down these tracks right now. I did some joints with Drina, man. She's a hot MC, though, like, bro, she really brings back that MC-like, that dominant female presence to the mic, you know what I'm saying? So I just finished mixing her joint down, and she got some fire.
Hey, man, she do got some fire, man. Trina,
yeah,
man, she do. She out there killing it, man. Yeah, man, out there killing it, man. Drina, she do Twisted Tuesdays, you know, frame 6 to 8, too, and she got the new Friday spot, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Drina. You see you out there, girl. She's out there getting it.
Yeah. You like, but well, one thing I'm trying to focus on, really just try to gather, you know what I'm saying, everybody out here and you know what I'm saying, the AB, everybody can we all just get along, man? You know what I'm saying? We just put our heads and shit like that, though. We could really like use this motherfucker as a launch pad, you feel me?
Yeah,
and we could really take it to different levels that motherfuckers haven't seen before from no city. We get our shit together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be a force to be reckoned with, man. We just all got to get behind this one movement, you know what I'm saying? The better of AV, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the move we need to get on, you know what I'm saying? The better of the music scene out here.
Yeah, man, yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? But also, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of constructive motherfuckers, too. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers don't necessarily, like, agree or they might disagree with certain things, but that's a part of, like, being shaped for greatness, being shaped, you know what I'm saying? So you can mold and chip away, you know what I'm saying? If you can't accept constructive criticism, something wrong with you, you'll never grow.
Yeah, real talk, real talk.
If you can't accept motherfuckers, be like, ah, that shit was black, nigga, da 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 da. I'll be like, I'm gonna take that. I'm like, okay, nigga, I need to just brush up a little couple more notches then.
Yeah. Even if you don't like hearing it, you know.
Yeah, nobody really like to be told like they ain't doing good, but you know what I'm saying? But it's sometimes that's what you need, you know what I'm saying, to get better.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. You know when you came on with that report card, nigga, you bought all season shit like that, and she whopped you on your ass, talking about, nigga, I need to be a better.
Yeah. Real talk, man.
Nah, I never made it to the C in any of my classes. I don't even know how I graduated.
You was one of those motherfuckers I used to cheat off of then, nigga.
Oh, my stuff?
Nah, I don't think you want that.
Nigga, I'm gonna sit behind you, nigga.
You crazy, man. Hey, Otto.
Yo.
Man, I know you heard the question of the day, man.
Fame or success, right?
Yeah, man, we need your input on that. Weigh in, we need your thoughts.
Yeah, I definitely don't mind, like, just taking the success approach, you know what I'm saying? Being behind the scenes and shit like that, you getting paid, being established, wealthy, without really, you know what I'm saying, being recognized as an idol or something like that. But then again, like, you know what I'm saying, you do your craft, and what if you do get shot to that plateau? And you are, like, this icon or this symbol, you know what I'm saying, and you really can't go to Walmart or McDonald's or shit. Are you going to be able to handle that? Because if you're doing it, you're making great music, that shit's going to excel you different plateaus and shit like that. That's going to demand that limelight. If you're going to be basically in the spotlight. So you got to ask yourself whether are you capable of handling that, if you only want success, or if you don't mind the fame at all. Me, I think it go hand in hand when it comes to certain shit. But as far as what we're doing as artists, if you want to be out there like that, you will be out there like that. You know what I'm saying? It's really like,
yeah.
You know, and 1+1=2. That's how it happens. But at the same time, you still can enjoy life even being famous.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? You could be real exclusive shit because, you know what I'm saying, if you eventually become a millionaire or something like that, you go to Cancun, you're surrounded by millionaires. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck what you do. Nigga, they minding their business and you minding yours.
Yeah, real talk. Living that real boss lifestyle.
It all depends on how you handle your business.
Yeah, real talk, man. Got to take care of that business, man.
But I prefer success, though, no doubt.
Yeah, everybody want to be successful, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But some people do like that fame, just like the notoriety, you know what I'm saying? They don't need all the other small shit and everything. They just, you know what I'm saying, just need somebody to know who they is, and they comfortable with that.
Exactly, yes, that's the sign that you're doing something right, though, really. I mean, you can't be infamous like my boy Jay was talking about. You can't be infamous like being known for the wrong shit. But at the same time, like, it's cool to have admirers. Or it's cool to have, like, motherfuckers, it's like, damn, you're doing a great job. I want to hear more of your shit, you know what I'm saying? Being famous on that platform. So when it comes to that, you know, I don't mind that at all. And that's cool. That means they're doing something wrong.
Yeah, real talk.
Yup.
Man, that was, you know what I'm saying, that was real talk, though, man. Man, Otto, man, we always appreciate your input, man. You always calling in, showing love, man. What else you got new, man? What you got new in the oven?
Well, shit, I'm just grinding right now, man. I mean, I got those tracks I was telling you about.
Yeah.
And we got a show Friday coming up, you know what I'm saying? Swagger Movement and shit. He definitely doing his thing. Big up to Ace, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically it. I'm just trying to, you know, take care of business, try to handle my man business, my father business, and everything else, man.
Gots to.
I stay balanced as much as possible, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let the people know where your show's going to be at.
The show's going to be Friday the 10th at Mazika's.
Okay, you know
for more information, definitely holler at Ace, you know what I'm saying? Swag Movement, big up and shit like that. So, you know what I mean? That's basically what it is.
You know, shout out to Mazika's, you know what I'm saying, where it goes down at, you know what I'm saying? That's our peoples over there. That's extended family, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, we appreciate you calling in, showing love and everything, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check out my boy Semiato this Friday at Mazika's, you know what I'm saying? And tell him, you know what I'm saying, Grind Network sent you, you know what I'm saying? Let him know where you heard it first. You know what I'm saying? But, man, we appreciate the love, my boy.
No doubt, man. Much love.
All right there, man. Take it easy.
All right, Jay.
All right. Hey, man, it's blowing up on these phone lines, man. That's what I love. Good conversation on Grind Network, man. If y'all don't know, y'all can call in at 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Facebook and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Make your voice heard, man. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? Every 6 to 8, you know what I'm saying? We always got something going every day of the week. It's not just Monday 6 to 8, you know what I'm saying? We got Twisted Tuesday with L.A. Drina 6 to 8 on Tuesdays. We got West Good Wednesdays with Marley B., you know, that's from 5 to 7. And we got Topaz Lachey on Thursdays, Replay Thursdays from 2 to 4. You know what I'm saying? We got L.A. Drina on Fridays, too. And coming up soon, we got Amanda Baby G, you know what I'm saying, on Saturdays for the R&B night, you feel me? Slow it down for y'all and whatnot. That's crazy, man. We got a whole lineup for y'all. Actually, that's not really crazy, man. That's what we plan to do, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole bang out radio takeover. So if y'all didn't know, we taking over, you know what I'm saying?
Every day. That's something for every day. Wait, except for what, Sunday?
Oh, we got some Sundays too, man.
We
got Sundays popping, and we got the morning show coming. So, man, we taking over. We
locked down
here, man. If you ain't listening to Bang Out Radio, you might want to get your ears checked. You know what I'm saying? You might have an infection or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
go to the ear doctor. I don't know what the ear doctor is called. You know? go to that.
You know what? That's funny because I don't either.
Yeah.
I just started to think about it, but a blank came.
Yeah, ear doctor, you know, that's what we're going to run with for right now, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, whatever your name is. That's a mission. One of the callers, if y'all know who the ear doctor is, call in and let us know who that is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we about to hit these phone lines, you know what I'm saying, get back to these, you know what I'm saying, they blowing up right now. Caller 1136, you on the grind.
Hello?
Hello? Caller 1136, you on the grind.
Yo.
What's up with it, man? Who's this?
How's it going? James, it's Richie, man.
Who?
Who's that?
It's Rich.
Rich,
what's up, Rich?
Yeah, yo. How's it going? This isn't your home number? I thought this was your home phone number, man. I
was nah, man, you on the radio.
Nah, I'm kidding, man. Hey, no, I dig what you guys do. I'm listening to you guys. This is my first time calling you guys. And James, man, I want to give it up to you, man, for Pars last night, man. Sorry I couldn't be there, but I know you blew it up.
Oh, man, good looking out, Rich. Yeah, this is real, man. Right here, actually. Another comedian I worked with plenty of times, man. Trying to get some more stuff together, get some more stuff going on with you, man. But you know,
for real, for summer, man. Summer. I was so busy trying to be successful, man. This spring.
what you think about that question already? Right,
oh yeah, you know what? I was thinking about that. You know, fame and success. And, you know, I don't want to, like, try to imply that one is bad and one is good, but
yeah.
I think it has to do with which one of the two requires the most nurture, you know, which one do you nurture the most? And I think success, man, and because fame nowadays, you got to understand, we live in the YouTube generation. I can post a video of myself farting for 5 minutes, and I might be famous, you know?
You know,
you know what I mean? Like, oh, he's famous. You got to get him on Tosh right away. You know, get that boy recognized.
Yeah, with the type of videos they come out with today, like, you know, hide the kids, hide the wife, all that good old stuff, you know.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. I'm not hearing that, but I think fame nowadays in pop culture media, it's really, I don't know, man, it's obscure. Because, again, you know, I mean, look at Paris Hilton, look at Kim Kardashian, just to throw in a few names right there. You make a sex tape, you know, and suddenly you get a reality show, you get, like, all this money. And I think it's a little bit too much, man. I mean, Paris Hilton, I don't know, man. Like, she couldn't have a sex tape tomorrow.
Yeah.
Making, like, having an orgy with 8 elves in a tub of Jell-O, you know what I mean? And she'll be famous tomorrow again, you know what I mean? Like, hey, man, you got to watch this, man. President's making love to elves in a tub of Jell-O. For real?
Hey, man, hey. That's crazy because my sex tape didn't work out like that, man. I had to, like, I had, like, 8 midget girls with, you know what I'm saying? And then like, a tub of, like, we was in pudding, though, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's why I didn't work out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the problem with you used Jif. That was the problem. You got Peter Pan.
Yeah, man. I could went with the Jell-O and then, like, damn, man, I fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I mean, right? Like, no, I get what you mean, but, like, all right, James, take me. And I forgot, I don't know your other name, homie, man. What's your name, too?
Supreme.
Fred, how's it going, man? Sorry about that. I know James more. My bad.
Oh, no, man, don't trip, man. It's all love.
Hey, no, you're on the grind. I appreciate what you do, man. You guys are on the grind. But, like, James, I mean, this is for example. I mean, what we love to do, from one comedian to another, man, right? Respect.
Yeah.
There'll be times where you and I will talk about, like, comedians that maybe I'll tell you comedians you never heard of. And you'll tell me comedians I never heard of. Now, in our eyes, they're successful. Like, oh, I never heard of him. Oh, he's great. You know, I think that is success right there. When you don't have that notoriety, but you have that respect. And I think, again, success, I feel you need to nurture it. You know, I mean, that's something that you really can work on and you can build on based on your character, based on your personality, based on the people that you keep yourself surrounded by. Because I know a lot of people, I mean, talk crap about the AV all you want, everybody out there that's hating. You know, AV is trying real hard. You know, I've had the privilege to meet a lot of, in my eyes, successful artists, musicians who may never get that fame, you know, aspect, who may never get that television show. But then you watch it today and it's like, these people are famous, you know, like the Real Housewives and all that nonsense. And I think fame is, they try so hard to make fame look like success. But it's artificial, you know what I mean? Fame, if anything, is the benefits of what you get from success, if anything. So you can need that success first, regardless, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real talk, man. That's real talk.
I don't know. But, and again, I don't want to say both of them, one is good, one is bad. But one is definitely, you know, success. You gotta love it more. You got to look at it like a child, you know, right? Like if you had a child and, you know, you have to feed it, you have to nurture it, you have to discipline it, you have to do everything like that so when it grows up, it can go out into society and be a part of the grind, no pun intended.
Oh, yeah, real talk, man. Hey, man, that's crazy how you look at it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You took out, like, more, you know what I'm saying, like a physical, like, your thing is your success is your child, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I dig that, you know what I'm saying? I dig that point of view.
Yeah.
Well, I graduated in second grade, that's why.
Oh, man, you passed more than us, man. You passed.
Yeah, third, and then I got a job after that.
Yeah, you two grades after us, man. Hey, man, but Rich, man, we appreciate you calling in and whatnot, man, showing love, man. Make sure to send us some of your comedy and all that.
Oh, definitely, yeah, and for real, hey, James, man, if both of you guys do what you do, you guys are representing out there for, you know, the unsung heroes, you're trying to make it real. Hope you guys do your comedy, your rap, your radio, and James, man, I'll be seeing you, man, you know I will.
Oh, yeah, you already know, Rich.
All right, man.
All right, take it easy, guys. Peace, bye.
All right, you too, man.
I'll talk to you later, Rich.
All right, man. We about to hit go into another one of these blazing joints, you know what I'm saying, with these indie artists, man. But we got a special guest coming up. My boy September 6th, man, a hot artist, man. He's grinding all over the globe and whatnot. We're going to be right back with him in a minute, you know what I'm saying? But we're about to get into the I Just Wanna by Hitman right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Oh.
You know I'm so nasty, I lick you too. So what you wanna do? Pour me a cup, so
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. You know what I'm saying? That was Eight Shots Double, Hitman Boss Gang in the building. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to, you know, shout out to everybody out there on Grind Nation, you feel me? Our loyal fans and whatnot, and you know what I'm saying? But if y'all didn't hear the question of the day, would you rather have fame or would you rather have success? You know what I'm saying? It's a difference between the two. Call in, make your voice heard. Call in at 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Facebook and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Let us know. We want to hear what you got to say about that. You know what I'm saying? But like we said before we went to the break, you know what I'm saying? We got a very, very, very special guest coming up. You know what I'm saying? The boy, you know what I'm saying? Very hot artist out of Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Doing this thing, grinding all over the world and whatnot. And you know what I'm saying? No further ado, we got the boy September 6th.
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's up with you, man?
Ain't too much, man. What's happening out that way?
Oh, man, ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? Out here grinding on the Grind Network, you feel me?
Yeah, shout out to the Grind Network, man. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem, man. What's up with you, man?
I want to ask a question.
Man, ain't too much. Okay, what's up? What's up?
How did you get your name?
All right, it's two reasons behind it. The first one, that's my birthday. You know what I'm saying? So that's a special day. And the second reason, like, I really got into music. Like, I was in class to start making beats because of Ninth Wonder. So I took that 9 and flipped it to a 6. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I came up with 6, September 6.
Oh, man, that's crazy, man. Ninth Wonder, that's a hot producer right there, man. He doing his thing.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely. So that's my, like, a way of me paying homage to him, man.
Oh, man, okay. That's what's up. That's crazy because when I got the email, I was still looking at it. I was like, September 6th, I think they got the dates wrong. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be doing this on September 6th. Like, I was about to hear, you know what I'm saying, the girl Bianca at Dig Big Time Promotion, you know what I'm saying, holler at the girl, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah. Shout out to BCP.
Yeah, man, she sent me that. I was like, man, wait, I think she got the dates wrong, man. We're supposed to be doing this on Monday.
We would have been waiting until September.
Yeah, but then I put two and two together. I was like, okay, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mhm.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. So, man, tell the people about yourself, man. We already know you from Chicago, Southside repping. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I represent the Windy City. I'm an artist. I'm a producer. I love hip hop music. You know what I'm saying? My goal is just to rebuild the culture, man. Make some music for the people that got lost in the transition.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we were talking about that too.
Yeah, man. We just having a conversation on people, like, you know what I'm saying, like people losing their love for the game. You know what I'm saying? People get in this game, they come in as fans, but when you know what I'm saying, when they start doing this business and start getting like a little paper, they start losing like what they really got in the game for. And
exactly.
I like that.
What?
Hello.
What keeps you
motivated?
Yeah,
man. What keeps me motivated?
Yeah,
I say just my passion for music overall. You know what I'm saying? Like personally, like I say, I'm a fan of music first and foremost. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I make music that I want to hear. You know, so if don't nobody else listen to it, I got something to listen to. Because personally, I don't listen to the radio. You know what I mean? That's really what keeps me motivated. Just,
unless you listen to Bang
Out
Radio.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but you know, like, you know, yeah, definitely Bang Out Radio, man. Y'all do y'all thing. Y'all play some dope tracks too. But, just overall, man, like, I just, that's really my reason for doing it. And then once I get people that fuck with what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, that really makes me go a little bit harder.
Yeah, real talk, man. Gotta need, I mean, like, who else you feeling again? I know you say you feeling Ninth Wonder and whatnot, like, but, like, other besides, like, inspirations or people, like, if you was getting the game, or no, you already in the game, excuse me, but people that you would want to mess with in the game, do joints with?
As far as, like, legendary status, man, like, lyrically, man, Nas is just amazing to me. He's always been one of my favorite artists. So that would be one person I would just work my hardest to try to get at and make something happen with. But as far as, like, the right now, I'm a huge Currency fan, man. I like Currency a lot. I like Big Sean a lot. I would definitely try to link up with them, too. Yeah, they do their thing.
They doing their thing, man. So, that's what's up, man. Hey, did you hear the question of the day?
Yeah, I heard it, which is better, success or fame.
Yeah, man. I mean, we kind of got, like, your take on it, you know what I'm saying? But, like, your official answer on that.
My official answer, I say, to me, success is better. You know what I'm saying? Success to me, in my mind, success is longevity. success is, you know what I'm saying, that's something long term, whereas fame in my mind is short term. You know, everybody got 15 minutes, but what happens when that 15 minutes is up? You know what I mean? So, yeah, in my mind, success is always better. Last line.
Yeah, real talk, you know what I'm saying?
That's well said right there.
That is well said, man. Speaking of
things like that.
Yeah, man. Speaking of success, man, we about to get into one of your hot joints, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Addicted, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell us a little about that, man. What was that? Where'd you get the influence for that?
Addicted is a joint that I produced, and you know what I'm saying? I did my thing, too, on the lyrical side. Man, it's just basically about this female, you know what I mean? It's a true story. It's a real woman. It's like, man, when I'm with her, I love her to death. But then when I step away from her, I be like realizing how much I miss her. You know what I'm saying? It's like I always need her. So this represents the good in that, you know what I'm saying, in the dynamic between us.
Oh, that's real. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you're getting a little deep on it. You know what I'm saying? Getting deep on it.
My side. No matter the situation, she always down to ride. See everything I want, man, see everything I dream. Fulfill my every need mentally and physically. Take me to another level intellectually. Her honey roasted complexion is close to perfection. Get lost for days when I look in the brown ass. The only thing celebrated in the smile is the sun. Ran across some prototypes, but I know that she the one. Love the way her mouth curves when she speak her words. Love how she rock her hips from left to right when she walks. Like the moon in the sky, she light my way through the dark. She always open and willing to play a part. The only thing she really want from me is my heart. Hindsight is 2020, so I stay in forethought. Keep my eyes on the future, making the present my past. Her mind is the canvas, her body is the easel. I'll do anything in this world I can to please you. But let me stop, keep sweating, sounding like I'm begging. I'm just trying to let you know, I think we compatible. I would give up anything, just to give you everything. You accessible when comfortable, you sensual and sensible. I intellect in the second 70, you haven't seen. Especially when I'm sexing it, treat her like a Yamaha. Get on top, I'm revving it, since she scream, I'm loving it. Legs shake non-stop whenever I'm up in it. A pussy so good, got me fighting off, wasn't quick. It's ill though, how I can show her the real no. My greatest enemy is usually my inner me. But with her, I feel no fears and insecurities. She's the only chick in this world I think there is me.
Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was our special guest, Temp Six, was addicted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, my bad about that Six, man. You know what I'm saying? Engineer just jumped the gun a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Didn't mean to cut you off.
It's all good, man.
You know what I'm saying? The fire was too, the music was too hot. We had to get to it, bro.
Man.
So we had appreciate to that, man.
Yeah, but I'm feeling that joint right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, you mean you do all your production, or do you, you know what I'm saying, do you work with other people and everything?
For the most part, I do my own production, but I have, I'm working on a new album now, and I have reached out and started working with a couple other producers, but I'm real picky, you know what I'm saying, it's real limited.
Yeah, I feel you, man, once you do your own thing, it's like, it's hard to, like, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, it's hard to lower that bar, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know. Everybody got their own way of doing things, their own creative process, and, you know, sometimes it just conflicts. You know, when you're doing your own thing, you just hit the button and you just go. Can't nobody tell you nothing. You just do what you want to do. But, you know, working with other people, it's always a challenge. So I like to, you know, go that route every once in a while.
Yeah, it's hard to get everybody on the same page, man. But when it does, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man. So, man, who you feel like? Are you willing to work with like other artists and whatnot? Like, is there any indie artists that you feeling with? You know, what I'm saying unsigned artists that like you just be like, damn, I'll mess with them, you know, or you know, what I'm saying, or like they got a hot style.
Yeah, definitely. I love working with artists. That's different from producers, man. I love networking with artists. Right now, man, I got a bunch of stuff coming out with a bunch of artists from like all over. I got a guy by the name of 100 Grand out of New York, Take
uh-huh.
One out of Phoenix. He's very dope, man, like real hip hop to the core.
Yeah.
Maestro Styles out of New York, Questions out of Chicago, Cypher out of Chicago, Protege out of Chicago. It's a whole lot more, but you know what I mean? Like, I definitely mess with indie artists, man. I love working because everybody hungry.
Yeah,
so it's
man.
A certain intensity that everybody brings to the table, man. I love it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, people got to get to that buffet, man. We hungry out here. We starving.
Straight up.
You know
straight up.
Man.
Hey. So, go ahead.
No,
baby.
No, it's you, bro.
Now, I was going to ask him if he was going to try to come out to Cali today.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm definitely trying to make my way out there.
Oh, man, I know you got to come to Cali, man. You got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to slide by the Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I'd love to do that, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know we show you love, you know what I'm saying? Give you a good tourist pass, you know what I'm saying? Give you a good tourist tour amongst the cities and whatnot.
You already know.
Yeah, most def.
Yeah, you good when you come out here, you feel me?
That's love.
Man, so, man, what's up with out there in Chicago, man? Like, it's a lot of Chicago MCs. Man, Chicago got a lot of hot MCs, you know what I'm saying, in the game and, like, on the underground scene and everything. Like, is the hip-hop scene bubbling out there like in other places?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I feel like it's on its way. There's a lot of artists that were underground and are really starting to come up to the surface now. So I think, personally, man, like, it could be our time within the next couple years, you know, to just be cranking out artists nonstop.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? But you definitely bringing a different, you know what I'm saying, different, you in a different lane than most artists coming out right now, you know what I'm saying? You're not really on the big whips and big chains and shit, you know what I'm saying? You're more on, like, getting your lyrics down, being on your conscious flow, man. You got, you know what I'm saying, you got substance behind your music.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate that. You know, I just try to be original, try to, you know what I'm saying, go against the grain, you know, just do what I feel. So it comes a little bit differently. It comes out a little bit differently than most.
Yeah, man. like in the game, like, who do you think is like the fakest rapper? You know what I'm saying? It's controversy. Day, man. It's controversy.
Hey, it like, is the real.
Like in the game,
man.
Like, just be like, damn, like nigga, you whack.
Man, I don't honestly, man. I know it's probably gonna piss some people off, but like them all, like a lot of them Brick Squad niggas, man. Them Waka Flocka guys. I just can't get with that, man. The beats be knocking, okay? I mess with the beats, but it's like. Just the lyrics and all that behind it, man. I can't get with like the Gucci and the Walker. That's what I look at and be like, man, what is this?
Yeah, man, that's
that. Man, yo, I definitely agree with this dude, man. For real.
I mean, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? We all like to get wasted. You know what I mean? So when that drink come on and you paste it, whatever, it's good. But like just to be in the car and like hear that come on the radio, bow, 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 bow.
Yeah.
That's too much for me. You know what I mean? It's like
not even lyrics. It's just sounds like bow. Gunshots in the background. I'm like, yo, what about
this? Yeah. Be like, you can't have that as your ringtone. You know what
man.
I'm saying?
Man.
Be at a meeting.
Straight up, man.
Talk about, wow, fuck you, bitch.
Bow, bow, bow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Waka, waka,
waka.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just tastes the cake right there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, straight up, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like I said, the beats be knocking, like, hard in the paint, man. That was a dope-ass beat, but, like, niggas just said Waka Flocka for, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah. Real talk, man. It's like, damn, like, come on, we got to get a little bit better. But Walker, you're doing your thing out there. Don't take
yeah,
this.
Yeah, definitely
you,
doing the same.
You're hustling, you know what I'm saying? Ain't knocking nothing from
yeah.
you, but, you know what I'm saying? You might want to write your lyrics in pen, not crayon. You feel me? So
yeah, yeah. I mean, just like at least one track, you know? Everybody
yeah.
got that one track, no matter what you do, where they go, you know, against what they normally do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At least it's one track.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to him, man. He doing his thing.
Yeah, you got to do it one time, you know, show your ass one time, man. Hey, man, right. But we're going to get another one of your hot joints, man. You know what I'm saying? Flight 45, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all call in, you know what I'm saying? We're going to hit the phone line, man. We're going to let you talk to some of our listeners and whatnot, too, man.
Yeah,
Give us some feedback from.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You stay on the line, man. We about to get into this hot joint, Flight 45, by the boy September 6th, right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Supposed to be my girl and always neglect their duty. I can't help it that the beauties always call me cutie. My mind always on bloom like the Arthur Judy. So good music come out, hey yeah, that leaves the groupies. You don't like my music? Quit playing with me. I know that's the only reason that you laying with me. But it's get me when you talk about staying with me. I can't pretend that I just wanna be friends. I really see more, really we could be more. But my heart is kinda scarred, moving on is kinda hard. Up is where I keep my guard, thoughts of love, pop is scar. I am on the highway, love is on the boulevard. Relationships, I'm capable, but I'm not really datable. Think to me, love is just a terrible parable. But I'm thinking you could be the one to make it bearable. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights. But I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights. But I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. You say you're ready, on my mind is swinging heavy. But if it's meant to be, then it'll be eventually. But you way too dope for me to pass on. Can't let you be another woman that I passed on. And let you end up being someone else's last one. Search your feelings, make sure you're not infatuated. The thin line between love and lust is saturated. I know you hate it that I got it debated. But this the monster that the other girls I dated created. Them situations are related, yes I know they're not related. And to them you're not acquainted. I don't wanna emulate it, I don't wanna imitate it. I just want our love to grow, so it could be so innovative. Think how we can actually be if it happened naturally. Right now I'm kinda bitter, see the shit I say on Twitter. So I really can't deliver all the love I feel you deserve. But treat you like you can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights. But I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights. But I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. Can't ignore the feelings that we both seem to share. Both feel a certain way when we gotta disappear. You got these feelings running through me that I can't compare. I don't feel space or time when I got you near. Still trying to figure out how I got you here. Feel like we together, do you really need the title? Girlfriend is just a name, it ain't really vital. And please don't tell me that I make you feel bridal. Why be the dead horse, I ain't running that course. I did it once, can't do another divorce. But with you it's like I'm feeling the force, I'm feeling the scorch. Fire's the desire. You're getting higher, I admire how you conspire to acquire this sapphire. So I think I might ask you soon if we could be weak. Maybe take it up a level, but real shit, you gotta hold me down. I couldn't handle it if we can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights. But I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flights. I can't be your N-I-G-G-A, but we could get drunk and smoke weed all day. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you with all these lonely nights. But I don't catch feelings, girl, I only catch flies. I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
I gotta.
Baby, don't go.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. You know what I'm saying? That was September 6th, special guest in the building.
Yo.
Yeah, that was a hot joint, bro. That's Flight 45.
And you said the inspiration for that one was what?
That one, that's just about a female I wanted to, like, kind of be with, but I just wasn't ready to make that commitment. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we could kick it, we could be cool, but ain't really no relationship going to pop off.
Oh, I see.
right, man. You a heart? What you say? You a heartbreaker out there, man?
Nah, not all the time. Starting to sound like it, man. I don't know.
You got a lot of songs dedicated to the ladies, man. You know what I'm saying? You out there breaking hearts, shaking, you know what I'm saying, shaking minds and whatnot.
Nah, man, not all the time, man.
Sometimes on
not all the time.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. Hey, man, well, we got to get into these, you know what I'm saying, hit these phone lines, let you dig into Grind Nation a little bit later, you know what I'm saying? Shit we working okay. with out here, you know what I'm saying? Caller 5727, you on the grind.
Got your boy?
What's up with it, man?
Yo.
What's happening, man? What's good? Nigga been on here waiting and shit, man.
Appreciate the wait, man.
My goodness.
Hey, his minutes is almost gone up.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, I appreciate
you
it,
have
though.
5 more minutes on your boost account.
You crazy.
What's going
man?
On, man?
What's up with you, though, man?
No, nothing much, man. At the crib. You already know how it is.
That's what it is, man. You on the line with our special guest, too, September 6th.
September 6th. Okay.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That's another fellow, you know what I'm saying? Hitman, HIW, you know what I'm saying? My boy YG right here, man. He's another ill rapper,
okay.
man.
Okay. Okay. That's what's
Rises.
Up.
We're trying to get some collaborations going on around here.
Let's make it happen.
He way out there in Chicago, so he, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay,
he's
in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Chi-Town, okay.
The Chi-Town player wearing
gang. We ain't the only ones with some fire arts. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, man. So what's good with you, though, man?
I heard my nigga Spinks on there early. I tried to get on around him, but the nigga was just waiting his turn. Like, man.
Hey,
y'all
man.
Just we, hot as fuck. Y'all just blowing up around here,
man. Yeah, man. We got a lot of callers right now jumping in, but we
yeah,
appreciate that.
Yeah, nigga can't get through.
Oh, fam,
it's all good.
Man.
You know, I would keep trying.
You know what I'm saying? Got to, man. You got to keep, you know what I'm saying? Got to keep pushing,
that's
man.
What's up.
So what's up with you, man? What you got new brewing over there, man?
Oh, no, I really ain't got nothing right now. You know, I'm Big Maxing and relaxing right now.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, Big Maxing.
Yeah, you got to. You got to keep feet up.
Yeah. But, you know, I can come with something real quick, you know, just it's a lot of shit, you know?
Yeah, man. You know, we already know. You know what I'm saying? So how's it out there in Sacktown, bro?
Oh, it's Sacktown. It's
You better put on for your city, man. Don't act brand new, because the Kings left, now you want to be gone. Now you ain't a fan no more. You know what I'm saying? Now you ain't up there.
Man, I wouldn't even know what to say on behalf of these guys.
You crazy.
It's all good, though. Oh, brother. It's all good, though. We over here on the young Xbox Live in it.
tell people
you know,
what your Xbox name is, man. Shout it out, man. Let them know you ain't care.
Oh, it's the same as the Facebook, G Young, man. Keeping it real G, real gangster. I'm telling you.
something
like a old school Nate Dogg. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's an old school Nate
Dogg.
Fuck that, man. I'm over here lit, man. What's going on though with the Young Bang Out Radio?
Yeah.
Man, we just doing our thing, grinding. You know what I'm saying? Making it happen.
Watches.
You know what I'm saying? One day at a time, one week at a time, you know? We got hot shows every week, you know what I'm saying? We got live artists, you know what I'm saying? Like the boy September 6th, G Young, you know what I'm saying? Hot comedians, you know what I'm saying?
They was over there prosecuting your homegirl, Topaz. I'm going to tell them about that. They know better than that.
Yeah. Hey, can you do that for us?
Yeah,
I'm going to tell them about that. They know better than that.
Yeah, man, we got to spread the love around here, man. But
we love
controversy, you know what I'm saying? But you got to spread love, you know what I'm saying? You got to pick your
battles.
You got to pick your battles, you know what I'm saying? Hey, my boy, but we appreciate you calling in and whatnot, man.
Already?
Showing love, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You already know we going to link up, you know what I'm saying? We family, like, you know what I'm saying? But, man, we appreciate the love and everything, man.
Most definitely.
All right then, man.
All right, bro.
All right.
Hey. Yo.
Hello.
Yo, so Tim is still in here?
Yes.
Oh, you still online? Oh, I thought we lost you.
Yeah, I'm here. Nah, I'm good.
Oh, man, yeah, man. Yeah, man, it's a lot. We got a lot, you know what I'm saying? We got the nation out there, man.
I want to hear some input.
Yeah, man, shout out to the nation, man.
On September's music. I'm trying to get some people in that's going to comment about his music.
Yeah, if y'all feeling September 6th, you know what I'm saying, make sure y'all call in 661-621-7559, or you can hit us up on Facebook at Steady Grinding or James Payton, you know what I'm saying? We want to hear your input. Make your voice heard, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is like CNN, man. We top of the line, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop news.
No.
Every mm-hmm. hour, on the hour, we come, you know what I'm saying, breaking news and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So what's up? Hey, Six.
What's up, bro?
So, man, as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, I see you out there grinding, you know what I'm saying, you're doing shows, you're going to be, I see you going to Australia, too. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening, my bad. Stay at home.
Look, you over there breaking somebody's heart, texting them and telling them that he can't be there.
Nah, man.
You over there breaking hearts on the phone, man. Right, my information, right? If I'm looking at my notes, I hope I wrote that down right. But you're supposed to be honest. You're doing shows all over the world and whatnot.
Yeah, man. It's just a lot of stuff going on. You know what I mean? Just trying to get everything locked in. You know what I mean? Get everything officiated right now.
Yeah. As far as, like, career-wise, like, where do you, like, you know what I'm saying? I know where you want to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where do you want to take it, like, in the next, like, you know what I'm saying, few years or, you know what I'm saying, even a few months?
Man, honestly, I just want to be heard. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't really have no, you know what I'm saying, no big goals other than that. I just want people to hear the music. I want people mm-hmm. to embrace the music. Like, that's my biggest thing, man. That's my mm-hmm. biggest goal. That's what I want to see happen in the next few months. You know,
yeah,
just more people catching on to the movement, you know?
Yeah, the music speak for itself, though, you know what I'm saying? It is hot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Humble right. Yeah, he humble.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're a real dude. You're a real cool dude, you know what I'm saying? A lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, especially like in the thick of it, you got you got people behind you and everything like that. They already think they famous. They already think they this and that, you know what I'm saying? But come off as a real, you know what I'm saying, real humble dude, you feel me?
Yeah, thanks, man. Like, I don't get into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As quick as you could get it, you know what I'm saying, you could lose it. 1 minute they love you, man, the next minute they can hate you, so... Best to just stay cool and enjoy every minute while you can, because you don't know how long it's going to last.
Oh, that's real talk, man. That's real talk for real. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, but we're going to get into another one of your hot joints, man. I see this one, Perfect Woman. I'm telling you, this dude is a heartbreak out here, man.
Another one.
I got some harder joints, you know what I'm saying? But them was like the, you know what I'm saying, the single material, man. I do go hard, too, but Perfect Woman,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That features Take One out of Phoenix. Homie questions out the
side. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, let's get into this hot joint, Perfect Woman, you know what I'm saying, by the boy September 6th, right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yo, I'm loving her style. She's walking with a two-step. Yeah. But I ain't walked up in her shoes yet. And I ain't talking to the dudes fresh, celebrating in the club, popping at that goose neck. Yo, I'm walking up to her, she looking mighty fine. She had the nicest eyes, especially with the whitey eyes. But to my surprise, she's spitting the heighty lines. Gonna get me rowdy, so it's piping time. Like, so to find my rhyme, take one. I guess I'm about to grind. Looking through her soul, she about to find. The illest cash is killing and ripping written back. Michael Jack was spilling and spitting thriller rap. Thriller. The niggas lines and losses, divine and conquer. Slices out of my pie, I don't divide my portion. Never sit back, ride these horses. You wanna get to my flame, ignite with caution. Who the hell is you talking? Are you talking to me? Why you walking to me? Why your girl sit back, taking shots at the deep? Think you hot, cause you talking to heat? Man, I'm walking the tree, chalk in the street. Take one.
I know you've been searching for someone to make it happen. The job done. Then you needed a man with money. But I can't be there when you still care.
I call Shawty perfect. The one I'm missing. I never felt like this before. This wasn't a virgin mission. She have you screaming, oh Lord, and you're not a Christian. Cause she a magnet, step in the room and attract attention.
but she try hard to be low-key though. And I don't mind that that zero could be a hero, since they always adding on zeros when we flow. And she know I got the money covered like a room, yo. Domestic, cooking clean, no problemo. And she good at making me make her make the tacos. Never park, sex, stay and drive, pound sign. My chick bag, got haters hacking my timeline. No lie, I make that ring finger heavy. She twit pick me, saying, baby, please don't forget me. I can't, you on my mind like a new city. I wake up and you gone, man, my mind be bullshit like.
I know you've been searching for someone to make it happen.
Perfect, cause she the definition. She get a Benny Hunters on when she in the kitchen. She always sitting right by a nigga side, trying to place a man in 2K or fight 9. She change her attitude when I change her latitude. Coke pilot when I get a high altitude. And I don't even mind going shopping for some shoes. We both sneak ahead, so we always copping tools. Change my name to Six and I wanna make her mine. The reciprocal of me, I'm trying to make her mine. I keep her body twisting in my favorite positions, and I ain't caught her slipping, contradicting what she depicts. Love her just the way she is, but I would change a couple things. Address, last name, maybe add a couple rings. But it's hard to settle down when you got hoes in every town. In that Hollywood hard dish, you shut them hoes down.
I know you've been searching for someone to make you happy. The job done. Then you need it. A man with money. But I can't be there. And when you still care.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go. Go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go. Go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go. Go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. You know what I'm saying? That was the boy, September 6th, you know what I'm saying, with Perfect
Woman. Yeah.
Man, that was
hey,
a
I like
one,
that one right there. That had that, like, that old school feel to it.
Yeah, you took it back on that one. I was trying to think during the song, like, where that sample, man.
Yeah.
That's
Tupac.
Yeah.
It's like you're another one, Tupac.
I had that one too?
Right on the tip of my tongue. Yeah.
Didn't you have
that? That was N-I-G-G-A. Oh, my
yeah.
I couldn't believe I didn't touch that. That's burnt out.
Yeah, man. As much as you get too far out here. I'm saying, though. It's like a Pac overload.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But Six, man, I'm feeling your style, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't be no stranger to the network, man.
Most death, man. Shout out to the Grind Network, man. Definitely gonna play my part in it.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I appreciate you spending a little time with us, kicking it with us for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Showing us that, you know what I'm saying, that Chi-Town love, you know what I'm saying? We want to extend the favor with that Cali love.
Man.
All day, man. Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? It's none, man. It's none, man. We do what we can do when we can do it, you feel me? But, man, we appreciate you calling in and whatnot, man. Tell the people where they can hit you up at and where they can find you at.
Yo, I'm most active on my Twitter account. If you got a Twitter, hit me up. Follow me. I will follow you back. I am Six. I am S-I-X-T-H. Hit me up over there. Or if you just want to get in tune with the music, hit me up on Facebook. Facebook.com/September6, and that's the number 6-T-H.
All right, man. Y'all heard the boy, man. Hit him up. You know what I'm saying? We definitely feeling the music over here, man. Like I said, don't be no stranger, man. We ain't going to be no strangers. We definitely going to, you know what I'm saying, keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Send us new music. You know what I'm saying? You know we got you.
Most of that. Appreciate it. I got you.
All right, man. We appreciate it, man. Good looking out for calling in.
All right.
All right.
Man, that was the boy September 6th. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? You can hit him up at Facebook, you know, /September6th, you know what I'm saying?
Seemed like a real mellow dude right there.
Yeah, man, he was getting in, man. I like his style, you know what I'm saying? We'll also have some more information on on our Facebooks and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Check that out and everything. You also hit up his people, Diggs Big Time, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. Shout out to Diggs Big Time. We see y'all out there, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Yeah, man, but we about to get back into these phone lines, man. They blowing up out there, man.
I know, man. I got people hitting me up, too, like, hey, what's up, man?
Man, we appreciate y'all holding on, man. That's Grind Nation and y'all. Y'all out there grinding for us, and you know what I'm saying? Your love is appreciated, you feel me? But yeah. We got caller 6620. You on the grind?
Oh, yes, I am on the grind. Y'all already know who this is. This is Topaz with Shay. How the hell people going to call into my radio show hating on me? First of all, I am a boss. I make my own rules. I do my own shit. I take control of my own destiny. So who wants to be on my shit list? I got all you haters in the AV. I mean, what's up with it? Should I do a diss record on all you motherfuckers?
Oh, man. You got to let them know what's up.
I like the constructive criticism, whatever the fucking word is, because I'm mad. I am a boss. That's why I did the song. I am a boss.
We boss it out here, man.
Yeah,
man, look.
Let
them know what's up, Topaz.
I'm on it. The next track is about all you motherfucking haters. Topaz with Shay said so. How you gonna call in and hate on my own radio show? Call in. I've been listening the whole show. I love it. So keep calling in with the hate. I love it because y'all making me famous, baby. Everybody that's in the AC got something to say to Topaz. Y'all know where to find me. Hit up my Facebook, my Twitter. Now what?
Oh, man, y'all heard it first. Y'all got something to say, Topaz? Hit her up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know where to hit her up. Grind Network, bangoutradio.com. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all
Facebook.
You know what it is.
You know
got
what I'm
saying? Something to say. I know. So, all you haters that got the haters calling in, it's all good, though. I love y'all. I love this. You know what I'm saying? I wrote that song for a reason because I'm already know I'm a boss. I don't like shit that I'm not because I am a boss. I make my own rules. I got my own shit. You know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio is me, baby. And what? You calling in on my shit at 661-621-7559. You calling in to my shit. Oh, maybe you call in on replay Thursday, too. I'll host that day.
Now they go call in replay Thursday. Man, y'all done got Topaz hot. Y'all done got her out here. Hey, y'all done say she a nice Southern Belle. Now y'all done got her all fired up, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on. It's enough money in the AV. It's enough events in the AV for everybody to do shit. It's not my fault I'm doing something right. It ain't my fault that I'm making it happen. You did?
Come at me.
Yes, Ryan every Saturday, Hip Hop Invasion, Topaz with Shay. Every other Friday, Topaz with Shay. I'm taking over the streets, baby. Y'all made me do it. I'm taking it over. Oh, the next thing is going to be fire. It's going to be fire.
Oh, I love the attention, baby.
I love it.
Y'all done forced Topaz in, man. It's Topaz, man. You're hot over there. What's up with you, girl, man? Your daddy got you all fired up, man. What's up with you, girl?
Oh, doing everything. Oh, that motherfucker that called in talking about a boss? I am a boss. Tell him to call back in. I am a boss. That's why you play that song again. I am a boss. I'm on the East Coast, West Coast, South Side. I'm everywhere, baby. Topaz with Shay. Look me up. Google me, baby. Google me.
Who else want it?
And all you that's close to me, y'all want it too? Everybody that's going to be smiling in my face, I know you're haters. I love you haters. Smile in my face, talk about Topaz, man. It's making me famous, you did. I was laughing at this cat. I was laughing at these cats. That's really funny. How you going to call into my show talking shit on Bang Out Radio?
Man. Hey, that was a good point, though.
It don't make sense.
But it's funny, though. I'm laughing at you, Cat. It's funny. I'm laughing at you, Cat.
man. Get it in, man. I know you heard the question of the day.
Oh, I want both. Famous and success. That's how I am. Famous and success. I got it both right now. Check this out. I'm famous and I don't even got a record deal. Because my name is everywhere. Down south, Australia, Atlanta. Hey, big shout out to D-Rock, baby. From Yin Yang Twins. Guess what? Topaz with Shay featuring the Yin Yang Twins coming soon, baby. It's all good.
Hey, Topaz, we're going to bring up, you know what I'm saying? We're going to bring on another one, Bang Out Radio host, Marley B.
Right.
Hello, Marley,
what's
you there?
Y'all know I've been listening in, right? You know what?
Okay.
I'm going to expose people. Let me just expose people real quick. I'm not going to take up your whole last 10 minutes, but my nigga, you know you're doing shit so right, Topaz, when my ex friends don't know how to chop it up and leave it alone. They sending you messages, big-ass three-paragraph worth of messages trying to hate on me with a gang of devilish shit.
Lies, ooh. lies.
And it didn't work.
And it's not a game.
The party was a success. Guess what? I saw spies up in the party on Friday glowing in the dark all in my video. Guess what? I was in the video getting pointed out on the video like, what are you doing here? Don't you DJ at the other club? I don't get that. I really don't. Because
hey, Marley, send us that video for my boy James to edit. Put him on blast.
Yeah, I need
don't
that.
Don't trip. Jesse James management is working on that right now. He's going to hook that all up. He's going to make the video for Ooh Baby. Y'all going to see it. Watch me hit YouTube. Australia, I got fans in Pakistan.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Niggas
everywhere.
Terrorists.
Everywhere.
I got terrorists.
They got me hot.
Fans.
They got me hot, Marley. They got me hot, Marley. They got me hot, Marley. I'm taking it over.
You know,
so as we say, it's taking over, baby. So they got me hot. AZ, you already know what it is. The next song, who want it? Stand in line.
Nobody.
What are they talking about?
Nobody.
A bossy song. Because I am a boss, baby. I am a boss. I make my own rules. Like I said, I take control of my own destiny. Ain't nobody doing shit for me. Tell them motherfuckers to call back in on replay Thursday. I've been listening to the whole show on these motherfuckers. How you going to call into my show talking shit? My show.
But in your event, dancing and shit.
What did you say, Marley?
I said I wanted to answer the question of the day. And then, too,
my
girl called in. She just wanted to give a quick shout-out because she's having her first baby brother ever in, like, 22 years, okay? So,
oh, that's what's up. Shout-out to her, man.
The last four digits, I think, is 4137 or something like that. She's waiting in queue right now. But I just want to say my answer to your question of the week, do I want fame or success?
Both.
To be honest, I'm going to tell you straight up, I want whatever God has in plan for me because I know I'm going to be able to handle it. If it's fame, it's all good because I know for a fact Marley B or some of my peeps might know me as Marlena. I'm not going out like no sucker-ass punk. You feel me? So please believe if I get some fame, it's going to be to be spreading a good word, not spreading legs, not spreading bullshit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, real talk.
But the success is going to come with it because I'm going to succeed whether I'm a trash man or whether I'm up there next to Beyonce receiving awards. You feel me? So I look at it like I already succeeded in what God wanted me to succeed in this many years. So I'm already successful.
That's
you
real
feel
talk.
Me?
That's a good answer. That's real talk, though, man. You got.
Hey, let me say one last thing. I love you haters, baby. You know what I'm saying? I am a boss. Remember that. I'm going to keep doing what I do. And guess what? I'm not going to take over the AV. Y'all made me, man. I wasn't even going to do it. But now I'm about to do it. In the studio. It's on. Who want it?
The takeover is coming. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something, Supreme. I love when people have that constructive criticism. I love it, though. It makes me, it's funny, you know?
Yeah.
I was just laughing the whole time because they ain't number haters, you dig?
I didn't even get to hear what he said. I just heard it at the last minute. My first song I got to hear was My Shit by Shades of Black Addicted. That's like my favorite shit right now.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, shit, my song coming on. But I didn't hear, you know what I'm saying, what the other person said, so you know I'm going to have to go back and replay this right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go replay this. But, hey, my sister, she owns her last four digits, 3178. She just want to give a shout-out real quick before y'all get offline.
Oh, most definitely. We got her. You know what I'm saying? We love it right now. Grind Network, we love the controversy. We love the hate, man. It's, you know what I'm saying? We'll be here for it. Voice, make your voice heard. You know what I'm saying? If you know what I'm saying? Don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? You got something to say, say it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Call to all our
and
shows.
For all the listeners out there waiting on West Good Wednesday, yes, the topic this week will be resolution or revolution. Are you trying to be with the peace or are you trying to be with the shit? I just need to know.
You definitely got to check out at West Good Wednesday, man. Marley, we appreciate
that's
you calling in.
Right there, everybody.
You know make sure y'all listen to her on 5 to 7, you know what I'm saying, West Good Wednesdays. What'd you say, James?
I love y'all. All right, Nene. You get on, my nigga.
Bye. Y'all take it easy. Shout out to Topaz, too, man. The she boss out there, man. She doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, y'all want to call in, you know what I'm saying? Call in replay Thursdays, 2 to 4, you know what I'm saying? She on there, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, y'all didn't force her hand, you know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't made her, you know what I'm saying, get into her boss, you know what I'm saying? Made her inner boss come to her outer boss, man.
Yes. Yeah. Man, y'all got
love controversy. though. It's crazy.
I was over here like,
yeah, man, I love it, man. That's what we want, man. Make your voice heard, man. We want to hear everything you got, man. Call in 661-621-7557, bangoutradio.com. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, man. It's where it goes down at.
Yeah, and we were just, you know, we trying to honestly, in the end, we just trying to support each other also, you know. So, I mean, for the people that's just straight hating, you know what I'm saying, just stop. You know, that's the only thing I can say.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whether it's weak or not, you know what I'm saying, you still want to support, let each other know what we can do to improve in our talents, our skills or whatnot.
Yeah, man. But it goes down, man. You know what I'm saying? Bangoutradio.com.
Yeah.
So what's up with you, man? What you got coming up this week?
Oh, man, work. Let me see. Work and some more. I'm going to try to hop on some of these videos, too. Let me see. Yeah, I'm going to try to hop on some of these videos, try to get a couple of more events cracking off if I can find some. Man, honestly, it's pretty dead for me right now.
You crazy, man.
You know, yeah, man. I hate to admit that, but, I mean, shit, I'm going to keep this shit real, you know?
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We also got, like I said, Topaz said we got the hip-hop invasion this Saturday, man. So all people in 661, you ain't doing nothing, you know what I'm saying? If you is doing something, you need to be at that event, going down at Mazika's, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it every Saturday, hip-hop invasion. All artists, you know what I'm saying? Or if you ain't an artist, you just want to come and have a good time at Mazika's, you know what I'm saying? Come out, you know what I'm saying? Come and enjoy yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Bring everything, you know what I'm saying? It's going down, you know what I'm saying? The bangoutradio.com takeover is upon us, you know what I'm saying? Mark this date, man. It's on. So, man, you got any shout-outs?
Oh, man, I got a shout-out to the fam, you know, Lil James, a.k.a. Lil Robert, Jaden, a.k.a. Tank. I want to give a shout-out to Sleece, all the 313, y'all know what I'm talking about.
313.
Most of y'all probably don't know what that is, but you know what I'm saying, they know who they are.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying, shout-out to Supreme, Grind Out, the whole Grind Out Network, Bang Out Radio, shout-out to, you know, old boy September 6th, he called in earlier, he was, you know what I'm saying, shout-out to him, the whole, was that Big Time Production?
Big Time Production,
my bad. Shout out to them and the whole crew we got. Shout out to Keisha also over there doing her thing.
Yeah, she's up there grinding.
Molly B, Topaz, Baby G. We got, who am I missing, man?
L.A. Drina. Can't forget about Drina.
That's the thing. You know, we need to figure out a way to come up with something where, you know, you won't have to remember every single name. Just you know what I'm saying? Like
an acronym, huh? Like, have all our initials in there.
Just everybody, you know?
that's our task of the week, man.
Didn't even give your input on the question of the day yourself.
Oh, my input? Oh, man. I mean, I would rather have success, you know what I'm saying? Fame, I've been famous since I was in kindergarten, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, everything's fame. Everybody know everybody. So it's like, I'd rather have a success, you know what I'm saying? What's the use of having everybody knowing you and you ain't got the, you know what I'm saying, the recognition behind you, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be famous for nothing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, give a shout-out to the whole team, you know what I'm saying, the fam, you know what I'm saying, the whole Grind Network staff and everything and whatnot, all the people out there in Grind Nation, all the people callers calling in and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, and just give a shout-out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, Lady Grinding, you know what I'm saying, Keisha, she's doing her thing over here on the boards, and shout-out to Topaz, shout-out to Marley B, shout-out to everybody that, you know what I'm saying,
everybody that called in, all the
everybody that's out there grinding, you know what I'm saying.
Shout-out to Richie Young. Yo, that dude Richie. Shout out to him too, man. When I first met him, I was kind of nervous because he kind of looked like Taliban.
JP, we got one more caller. We're gonna try to squeeze him in. Squeeze him in. Caller 3178. What's up with you? You on the grind?
Oh, about damn time. That's what's up. What's up, y'all? I want to first give y'all shout out. You know, this is y'all conversation. Y'all doing y'all thing. I feel you. Marty B, that's my sister. So, you know, she kind of shouted out for me. So, you know, tell her what's up. I know she's listening. Shout out to Topaz Lachey. What I want to tell her is, man, thank them haters. Don't let them get you mad. Let them niggas get you glad. Like, yeah, my nigga, I'm doing my job. If you mad at me, I'm doing my job. And to answer the whole little question of the day, of course you would rather have success. Success, that's more, that has more longevity in it. That means your kids will be successful, your grandkids, fame. Nobody, you're going to get forgotten with fame eventually.
Yeah.
You're going to get forgotten. But with success, that's lifetime.
Oh, yeah, man. We appreciate that, man. That's a good ass answer, man. Good, excuse me, answer. But we appreciate you calling in. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, yeah. This is Nina Bell from Bobby Penn. I'm calling from Lancaster, so, yeah.
Yeah, so we appreciate you calling in, girl. You know what I'm saying? Good.